The first scripture reading this morning is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and for this reason I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day when I have entrusted to him what I have entrusted to him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. The second reading is from Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" Here ends the reading.
Thank you, Laura. Increase our faith, the apostles said to Jesus. Increase our faith. Don't we frequently ask that also? Increase our faith. We talk about growing in faith. We figure out ways to support each other in our faith journeys. But Jesus responds to the apostles that we have enough faith already, like a mustard seed. That's a little bit. We have enough faith if we trust in God's grace. So, it's not so much that we need to grow in faith, As it is, we need to grow in trust. Trust in God. The 2 Timothy passage has the author telling Timothy to hold to the standard of sound teaching, a concept that I believe over the centuries has been abused and led to significant conflicts. The church has struggled for centuries to define what sound teaching is. And each expression of that has sometimes been held so rigidly that folks who disagreed were put out of the church, sometimes violently. And I don't think it's so much that we need to find the right words or doctrines that's needed, as it is to find the way to trust in the love and grace of our God that we know in Christ Jesus. This is World Communion Sunday. We're going to be celebrating the sacrament. This should be a day when Christians around the world are coming together around the table, and yet our insistence on our version of sound teaching has kept so many of us from sharing the table together. I think our God must weep at that. The table, as we come to remember the love of God that was made known to us through Jesus, should be a unifying symbol and presence, rather than a division. So I don't think, although the author says we need to be concerned about sound teaching, and I'm not trying to say that everything goes, but we've been so concerned about our particular understanding as the way, the only way, the right way, and we've made that the center of faith in so many expressions of the church, rather than what's at the heart is a trust in God and God's Son, Jesus Christ, and the presence and power and love of God that we can know in our lives. We have enough faith. Do we have enough trust? So as we come to the table this morning, we come inviting all to the table. Come to know in new and fresh and powerful ways through the bread and the cup, the love of God. And come to be renewed, to be refreshed, to be empowered, to share that love of God, and to work for inclusion and justice for all people. Because as the choir sang, Yeah, there's room at the table for all. For all. Trust in the presence and the love of God. Amen.